Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In this episode today, Mariah and I am going to guide you guys through the process of conducting a mini audit on your dance studio's social media presence. So we all know a social media audit is essential for evaluating the effectiveness of current strategies, identifying areas for improvement, and ensuring that your studio's online presence aligns with your goals and target audience. So today we're going to jump in and give you a little bit of a mini social media audit for you to go back, have a look at your social media, and make sure it's working the most effectively for you and your dance studio. So if you're interested, be sure to stay tuned. So joining me on today's episode is the lovely Mariah.
Hi guys.
So for those of you who don't know, Mariah is my podcast co-host, amazing extraordinaire, but also the marketing manager at our dance studio.
Yeah.
So Mariah, this is Mariah's area of expertise, and we are going to talk about conducting a social media audit. So can you just kind of give me a very brief overview of like the importance you think of conducting a social media audit at a dance studio?
I think just keeping up to date, checking what you're doing is working.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And would you say, like, how often do you think a studio owner should be doing this?
I personally do it monthly. Mm-hmm. And just sort of have a look over at our analytics, as well as just like our bio, mm-hmm. our title, not our logo, but like the mm-hmm. profile picture, mm-hmm. and things like that. Just making sure everything's still aligned.
And say someone had never done that before, do you think starting at least quarterly would be a fine place to start?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess it's better to do it sometimes than never.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, definitely.
So I think the first place we want to start is about defining goals and objectives. So for our studio owners to be able to know what I guess they're kind of looking at the metrics for, how do we set a few goals and things to be able to reflect on from month to month?
I think just sort of improving within yourself and your own things. Don't mm-hmm. be comparing to say other studios in the area, or even just like other social media people in general. I think comparing with yourself and trying to top yourself mm-hmm. Is the best way and the healthiest way, to be honest, to keep pushing towards those goals. I think you just sort of need to work out, why am I even doing social media? Like, what is this for? Like, is this bringing you growth? Is this bringing you new eyes? Is it bringing awareness? What do you want to start out doing, I guess? And for us, it's very much a combination of all mm-hmm. of that. It's awareness and also leads and attraction and things like that. So, that is sort of our goals and sort of why we do social media.
And again, our dance owners that are listening can kind of, they might have the same goals, or they can be thinking and kind of setting their own. Now, when it comes to, again, to kind of doing this audit and we're thinking about what current platforms you use, let's just use Instagram, for example, because we don't have time to do every single platform. Yeah. But say if we were doing, like we were evaluating our current platforms and we were starting to look with Instagram,
yeah.
how would Dentsu owners assess their current social media platforms and evaluate on Instagram their performance, whether they were doing well? What are some of the metrics they need to consider and keep in mind from month to month or quarter to quarter?
I think just like when you go on your Instagram, like, is it showing who you are and what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it messy? Like, can someone figure out exactly like who you are when they first see you, what you provide, what your classes are like, what the vibe is of your studio? That is something that is so important when they first sort of come onto your Instagram, is just seeing straight away if they connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have like sort of like messy messaging or like very disjointed, they'll be like, huh, I don't know.
Mm.
Or maybe this isn't the right fit because it's not connecting with me straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when jumping on, I would just sort of look at your content and just check your branding as the forefront of what's coming through.
Okay. And that, to be honest, that leads exactly into my next 2 points. So it was about when you're doing this audit, conducting a content strategy review. So again, looking at what's there, and then also your visual identity and branding. Yes. So you already touched on that, so we won't go into it too much more.
Yeah.
And I know as well, we are working on our upcoming masterclass, which is all about social media.
Yes.
So if people were interested in joining us to go, that's way more in depth. It's over an hour of you and I together. What are some of the things that we'd be touching on during that masterclass?
It would just definitely be checking in.
A more in-depth audit.
A more in-depth audit of what we suggest and what we see is working, what content is currently working at the moment, reporting.
We have really massive reporting templates to demonstrate.
Yes, and just sort of touching on Facebook advertising and getting the most out of that as well. But yes, there's lots coming in that masterclass that we can really dive into, mm-hmm. and having you guys there live, we can help you guys personally with if you have any questions or concerns mm-hmm. About your social media strategy.
Perfect. Now, jumping back into the mini audit,
yeah.
I know before you said not to compare yourself to what everyone else is doing,
yeah.
but is there a time and place for doing a competitor analysis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think so. I think once you sort of get off the ground mm-hmm. with social media and you've really had some consistency with it and you've really tracked in for like 3 to 6 months, say, mm-hmm. I think then you can start looking at how result-wise is your content reacting compared to, say, a similar competitor, mm-hmm. And just sort of seeing maybe what are they doing well there that maybe we can implement in our own way,
mm-hmm.
And things like that.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily copying; it's just being aware.
Yeah, and sometimes it just sparks something new. Something you just get inspired a little bit too, so you can use it as a positive thing rather than looking like, oh, they got like so many more views on that. Well, like why?
Yeah.
You know, you can always take it as a learning experience as well. So definitely I think there's room for that.
Okay, amazing. Now, when we are doing this audit, obviously we're sort of in Instagram or Facebook or whatever and we're looking at the data. Is there any other analytics or tracking tools that you think are like required to use, or is it sort of all of the data that's given organically through these apps is enough? What do you think?
To a degree. I mean, I use all of the analytics that are in the Instagram app to sort of just have a look at. But then I guess it's up to me humanly to be like, why did I think that those ones did really well? And it's looking at each sort of social media post and how well, or is there like a trend that maybe they lack behind the scenes content. So maybe let's do more of that. Mm-hmm. Or photo dumps were a really great thing for us that just sort of sparked a lot of engagement and reach as well. So it's just sort of looking at everything you've posted and some of the analytics that Instagram put together for you and just really having a deep dive into why.
Okay. And so once the studio owners have done a little mini audit, what would you say is like, what's the first or what's the action plan or what's the next step that they should do when they've taken all this information into account?
I think have a look at it, and I would plan out maybe like 2 to 3 work weeks roughly of a content map, I guess, mm-hmm. for you, where like what you think, you know, you need promoted within that month, or just like more awareness, so you're just showing them the class content, mm-hmm. just sort of working out a bit of everything and things that are working for you and popping them in there. Because sometimes I feel like, you know, studios are just posting because they're like, oh my God, I haven't posted in like 4 days. Let me just chuck up a photo of a class.
Yeah, here's Jenny doing a leg mount, which is gorgeous, but like, again, there's no purpose behind it. What's the point?
Yeah, what was the reason? So just like sort of mapping out, I think, is a really good place to start, because that honestly doesn't take that much time compared to it being a rush post, and then it was like, well, that was literally a waste because you didn't direct them anywhere. Mm. Nothing is going to really come from that except for their mum loving that her student is on the page.
And again, if that's your goal, great.
True. But I think just sort of mapping out some content is a good place to start.
And I have one more step for them.
Yeah?
To sign up for our masterclass.
Yes, that's a very good one. Definitely learning as much as you can. Yeah. Like why not? As you said, our masterclass is coming up on the 3rd of October.
Oh, 3rd of October. Okay, so that is coming up really quick. That is really exciting. And we all, like I said, dive into that a lot more. There's a lot more one-on-one feedback, a lot more in depth. This is just an overview to help those. And we know that podcast episodes that are super, super long are not everyone's cup of tea. So this is the way to be able to do the best of both worlds. So thank you so much for your insight and information and strategies today for our studio owners, Mariah.
No worries.
And thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully, so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.